So what is temporary heart? What is true heart?
Yeah.
Is that, are they different? Are they the same? Are they both exist? Or both not exist? Or just one exist? And is that, which one is our heart? Okay, we cover, take it up.
The word heart.
Temporary heart and true heart. Temporary heart is what we live in every second, which is come from, they call awareness boundary. What does that mean, awareness boundary? You can only explain whatever you are awareness of. Whatever you can aware of, that's what you explain. And you will take that as equal idea, that's life, that's you. But truly, whatever your awareness boundary is never you, it's never life. It's just a combination, power, keep changing from many causation, so many different causes, so that your feeling comes in firing and changing too. And you take that feeling, that's life, and that's you. So, they call that fish in the ocean, you never know what is water. The bone in the ocean, never know what is water. You actually limited by this awareness boundary. It's like from a keyhole to see the sky, or from a wheel, a far from a wheel to see the heaven. So that's how we think ourselves and life. It's from beginning, it's all wrong. We are living in a blindness and illusion. So whatever we are aware of, we count as ourselves, that awareness, because it comes from combination of everything. It's constantly changing. So that, of course, is temporary. But that's not truly ourselves anyway. It's a feeling of we feel ourselves, but not our true self. But because we cannot awake from that feeling, we're so addicted to that feeling, it becomes, we're limited in there. That's the only feeling we know. We can't even know what else behind after that. After you take out all this pollution connection from every influence to create your feeling alive, and you're feeling yourself. You take out all that. What left? You take out all the influence from the world to you. And when you're able to feel yourself without all of the influence, then you're awake. And you're the first time understand who you truly is. And then true heart awaken. The true heart never want to get control. So true heart looking for to be free. Combination power awareness boundary, there's no freedom. So true self never actually enjoy this blindness. That's why there's fear, because we allow ourselves to enjoy blindness. We create suffering by doing that. And allow ourselves being just blind, continue to experience, and take all the information with never a deep thought to observe what is it, and just take it away whatever everybody thinks of. And that's how blind we are. You never actually care for it and to aware what does it mean self, what does it mean I. And because we never truly understand it, but we only think we know who we are. And each self but different, and its self exists in a different way. We only start have all this judgmental without even knowing. What I mean. So we live in a judgmental world without knowing anything. And we're still able to judge so many things. So we are living in illusion. Blindness of blindness. And that's why temporary eye. It's not our true self. And that's a temporary heart. And that's the awareness boundary you experience. And the day you start feel the space, and the day you start feel yourself exist until even now. Why is awakened consciousness aware of all the experience, all the form you see? To come from the creation of everybody's their own life. So the world we receive is a creation of blind illusions, of blind illusions. And then we experience all the creation of blind illusions. And take that experience, it's life. And take that experience, it's ours. Awaken consciousness, not awaken, away from the situation. The difference is the fish know what is water. But once the fish awaken, jump out of the water and jump back and realize they are. Once true heart awakens, true heart don't want all these blind friends for anything anymore. Want to be steady, sharp, clear, know what is truly want. When truly know what is truly want, that's how true self appears. True self is only a potential ability. It's a strength. Your true heart is a strength. Like a seed can come in dirt. What will grow, we don't know. But that's the exciting part. And what kind of seed you put in, you can know. And that's where the wise awaken consciousness different. They know what kind of seeds they want to put in to grow. You don't want to waste the strength in all these illusions, lifetime and lifetime. They want their strength into eternity. They want that strength into aware of the tricks and illusions. And when their ability stay eternal, every lifetime, they born, the awareness ability go with them. They stay awakened. No more want to get foolish and tricked by the creation of temporary eyes, egos, illusions, or illusions, wings, body. All the form you see is a temporary illusion from the life, from everything, from the energy as a wave move. Who created a wave to become a body in space? The wave up, the wave of our heart. So, in fact, the whole universe is the heart. All that appears is like use pure gold to create a devil, a pig, Buddhas, one's animal, one's devil, one's spirit. But that's only from ego to make it. Gold never become Buddha, never become devil, never become animal. It's just a form of appearance. Make the illusion. So we are used to take our illusion form as reality. And because we only know that and we take to that, we don't know anything more. But the awakened consciousness start to feel all the form is illusion. All the form is a combination of changing power. They have start searching. And when you start searching, that's the idea of meditation. Meditation is to be free, free from mind, free from blind searching. Blind searching, you can get nothing except being stressed, work hard as a slave. And the blind searching eye, we take it, is our true self. But only when the wise eye appears. Let it go. Let the thinking power go. Buddhism not try to teach you how to think. They teach you how to observe, how to not think. Because all your thinking is from illusion or illusion. And the blindness can be destroyed. It's like darkness. You put light, darkness disappear. You form your heart in a direction and no more want to lay other one in front of you. That becomes light. You're breaking all the darkness. What's the darkness? All the blind influence. And when awakened consciousness form the strength with precise, perfect meaning and understanding life is illusion. Understand all this temporary eye has no eye. Because there's no eye, in the temporary illusion eye, they find freedom. And they find the freedom is true self eye. They enjoy it. Connect to all the illusion eye, but still feel separate and feel freedom of true eye. And then give the strength the true eye guiding the life to help themselves have a life. Not to be blind, not to obey intention. Blind create fear. Fear create bad intention. That's why it works. Has such mess combination. Because we are staying blind in fear. And from there we create war, pretension. We pretend in every second. And underneath the pretend we just fear, we just blind. And that creates this world, stress, and insecure. Awaken heart, know those are illusion as well. Whatever we are afraid of, afraid in a blind way, is illusion. Like a horse, one day in the mirror, you just come out of the shop, the mirror have all the skin, you just can see nothing. And he squeeze, show his muscle. And I tell, horse, that ego doesn't make any sense. You can't even see yourself. And then he turn around and tell, ego doesn't even make sense. That's it. We are living in a world that doesn't make sense. And why it doesn't make sense? Ego doesn't even make sense. Make no sense, doesn't it make sense? And awakened consciousness understand this world, it truly makes no sense. But from there, freedom again. You start free from whatever control you and make you believe that makes sense. If you deep observe it, then you know it's nonsense. Oh. But if you have ego want to against them, that's just same nonsense as everyone. So awaken consciousness, understand life's illusion. And that illusion people now in the earth create is nonsense. But we now want to against, because that's like the kids in the dream and nightmare. And the mother is a psycho and tell the baby, don't get scared, don't get scared. It's just a nightmare, it's just a dream, come on. But that's just a baby, because when she yelling, screaming, psychically to the baby, baby will not take the logic, baby just scream even more. So if you want have an ego, to stop any ego, you're just like that insane, crazy mother. You're the world, all the blindness, even the most mean person consciousness you can ever find. How will you die? So instead against anyone, against our system, true American guardian, against nothing. Just be humble, take care of baby, calm down. And that is compassion. That's from awakened compassion. Once conscience understands the truth of life, not take this temporary appearing eye as true self. Take inside your true heart, the will you want to represent yourself, the great intention you want to create. The potential I become true heart. True heart is now only the potential in every life. It can be awakened. It can be true. But you have to awaken, clean out all the fear, darkness, and then become the light for themselves, for otherwise. When they find a way to make their power become sure, then the way how to make sure is the way how true heart to be born. Because nobody can make true eye, true heart to be born. Only your own true heart create their strength and be their strength. So once you can clean up all the influence by every life to you, what else you find for yourself? Show me. What can you find for yourself? Influence even me, even Buddhism, even the whole universe. You take out all of that. What left? Try to feel. It's actually still there. It's still inside you. Your deep memory before you get full power of this information. You can go back there. And that's the idea of meditation, back to the essence. When I was autistic, I see the world, but I don't see the world. My heart was empty. Everything I see has no name. And I don't even know there's a separation. I don't even know I and them were different. The memory. It's not in me, every time you boom, the essence back again. I give you one more chance. No pollution, no judgment. Totally pure. But then memory is a mirror. When it does, the mirror seems to disappear. We can find it, the cleaner it does. And when that, you stop searching, stop singing. Close your eyes. They are looking and they are searching. The judging is never you. It's a habit, influence, educate eye. Remember it before you're able to sing. There, no responsibility, no judgment, no any understanding. So there's no proof. But everything you can learn to understand later is all pollution. It's all illusions, fake name. And that's why it's temporary. Keep changing, keep tricking. But as someone always get tricked, they will never change. That's your true self. Back in the innocent childhood, you reach no control of your body. But now, everything become naturally in control. Every breeze is different. The way you sit down is different. All the mental character stress, how you support hold your body, with the speed. A child, because their heart is not polluted, they don't want to have any stress, so their body also nature sound. No stress. And for that, they're not searching anything. The body will naturally same like every animals, every newborn baby. So sad. No tension at all. Because the body is non-stop waiting to mix in harmony with gravity. Harmony with each breeze, in harmony with moon, with our moon, in harmony with joy, curiosity, in harmony with open heart, observing. It sounds easy, but hard to back to. Back to the essence. No judge, no connection, no grip, no death. Strength, open, system, pure observation, the power you are not used to, because since you are a baby, now once you learn language, once you learn eye, the power disappears. When you now try to create a future, who are you? When you don't try to remember your past, who are you? Will you disappear? No. In fact, when you stop doing that, you truly appear. True heart can live, don't even care the past, and don't even know what's the future. But we, in the habit, feel we have to remember the past, not the future. But that's part of the trend. From each breeze, you don't know the past, you don't care the past, you don't know the future. And once you're into that relaxing stage, but not searching the future, and now remember the past, you are no I. Once you are no I, you try to feel the philosophy of Tai Chi, and it's different. Because it's not the past I want to reach somewhere. Make you learn Tai Chi. It's not a future try to prove you reach somewhere that future I make you try to do Tai Chi. It's a true self. In fact, no I, no power, no future. Present. Feel gravity. Feel stress. Feel. I know. No stress. And find that no stress. Start creating strength. Into the spine, through rotation, Tai Chi appeared. And then you create true eye, philosophy eye. Any philosophy eye, doesn't matter if it's Buddhism or Taoism, you always have to back to that pureness. Without that pureness, no tension, there's no any philosophy eye can be appeared. Then you will continue getting influenced by combination power as they create that cell of combination eye. True eye is eternal. It's only when you learn eternal power you become eternal. But you will have to clean out the pollution. Back to the essence. Non-stop, let the heartbeat of stress go. Into that joy, release no tension. For real, rah, charge the power, follow the philosophy. Then the philosophy I appear. Great. When you see how you enjoy your philosophy I.